We're broadcasting live here from the Rose Festival down in St. Anne's Park in Raheny, and I'm delighted to say that I'm joined by the brand new Lord Mayor of Dublin, Caroline Conroy. Caroline, it's an absolute pleasure to be talking to you. Brand new to the job, Caroline, am I right?
That's right, yeah, I'm only just over 2 weeks on the job.
And can I ask, what's the last 2 weeks been like for you?
It's been, let's say, mind blown. No, it's been brilliant. It's such an honour to be elected as the 354th Lord Mayor, but only the 11th woman to be elected as Lord Mayor.
We have an amazing researcher because they've just scribbled that down at the bottom of my page.
Yeah.
So did you ever envisage, Caroline, that one day you would be Lord Mayor of Dublin?
No, absolutely not. It's not something that I would have ever thought that it would be possible. Grew up in Ballymun in the flats, and something like that would have been way out of my zone. It just wouldn't even have crossed my mind.
Wow. And can you tell us a little bit about the process? How does one become a Lord Mayor?
Well, it's different. It depends on the groups of parties that come together, and the Green Party had got 10 councillors elected in 2019, so we were part of the Dublin Agreement, so the Green Party were able to negotiate for 2 Lord Mayors. So our first one was Hazel Chew, and then I was lucky enough to be the second Green Party councillor that was chosen as the candidate. You still have to go through a process of being elected then on the night.
And can you tell us about the moment that you discovered that you were the new Lord Mayor of Dublin, Caroline?
It was such a, like, you know, you're in the process of going through the day on what's involved, but you still, when it happens, it's just mind-blowing. It's just it's such an honour. It's a huge honour to be the Lord Mayor of Dublin. Such a big role, such a big responsibility, and I'm delighted, being a Northsider, to get elected and bring some changes to our city in a good way.
How would you like to see this year develop for you, Caroline? Are there any issues that you would like to see people focus on?
Well, I've chosen 2 teams for my year, and one of them is all around youth, and the other is around biodiversity. And both are very close to my heart and very close to what would have been involved in when I got first elected as a councillor. And even before then, it would have been something that I was campaigning on or working on. And around the youth, I always feel, especially teenagers, they get a hard rap. And I think we haven't included them in our public amenities, how we design our city, how we design our parks. Playgrounds go up to the age of 12, and then after that, then our young teens are not kind of catered for. So it's something that I want to do something about, and I want to gather young people's views, get them together and hear what they would like their city to have that would make them feel included.
Absolutely. I did mention earlier that you know, we've been here, Near FM have been broadcasting here from the Rose Festival from since time immemorial, but for the last 2 years we've not been, because it's been out of our control, obviously, because of COVID. What's it like to be Lord Mayor at a time when Dublin is coming back?
I think it's fantastic. I think I'm very lucky to be elected as the Lord Mayor in that coming back and getting our city back up and running. I think it's a great opportunity to look at things differently. I think over the last 2 years our parks have become vital spaces for our communities, and even smaller green spaces within the estates have now got a different emphasis on them, and I think it's a great opportunity to do something around the whole biodiversity and looking after our green spaces and using them better.
Would you like to see maybe an overlap of biodiversity and youth and getting more young people involved in the environment? We've got Monday and Tuesday coming up, which we're told could be the hottest days we've ever experienced as human beings. Obviously climate change is real. Would you like to see some kind of emphasis placed in that area where something constructive can come out of it?
Yeah, I think that's happening with young people anyway. I think they are well tuned into our biodiversity and well tuned into climate change, climate crisis. And I think we can grow in it as a city. And I think we need to be faster at reacting and being more proactive as well, in getting ready for what's coming down the track. And I think young people are an inspiration to older people in our community, and I think they can work with our older community as well. I'd like to see that as well, where those barriers are broken down, that when you see a group of young people, it's not called the guards, it's go over and talk to them, you know. So that's what I would like to see.
Do you think there's been a reset?
I think there has been, yeah. I think because we're all now looking at our green spaces differently. If we didn't have those green spaces when we were in lockdown for 2K or 5K, I'd say a lot of people would have been going mad in their heads, like, because it was those green spaces that kept us going, you know, being able to get out and just even meet people outside. It was great.
And in some of these spaces, you might see signs like ball games prohibited. Would you like to see the removal of those signs so people could play?
Well, I think there is appropriate places for different things.
Yes.
You know, you can't have a ball playing when you're sitting having a picnic, you know. So, and I don't think people have a problem with that. But I do think we need to start looking at how we include our young people in our public amenities. I think that's vital. And I think they need to have that say. And that's what I would like to work on this year.
I mean, probably like yourself, I'm Dublin born and bred, and I'm very biased about the city because I love it to bits. Do you think maybe we underestimate just how amazing this brilliant capital city of ours really and truly is?
Yeah, I think Dublin gets a bad rap for, I don't think, real reasons, because if you go abroad and you see other cities and then you come back to Dublin, you just realise how friendly it is, how accommodating it is as well. And like, we do have great green spaces in our city as well. And I think we just need to, let's be a bit more positive about our city and get involved. I think the more people we get involved in our city and being proactive around our city, I think that will only add to the positive aspects.
Is there a typical day for you, Caroline? Do you wake up in the morning and think, what am I doing today? Do I know?
Not really, no. You get a calendar for the week, and each day then you could be out here, like say in the Rose Garden, or you could be at a youth orchestra, or you could be at a city council meeting, or we had the development plan for 3 nights. So it's very varied, and it's great. I love it.
So you've been in the job 2 weeks. What's been your highlight so far?
Coming out and meeting people in like public spaces like this, I love that. I was at a youth Sing Ireland concert last night, and that was absolutely fantastic. It was young teens aged 14 to 17, and they came together only for 5 days, and it was just amazing to hear them sing, and just the fun they had even doing that was great to see.
And you think, you know, people might have this impression of a Lord Mayor or Lord Mayoress. It's kind of a little bit aloof. They come from a place over there where I've never been. You're from Ballymun.
Yeah.
And this is an amazing achievement for you.
I think it really is. Yeah, I think
how have the people of Ballymun rejoiced in this?
Well, my phone hasn't stopped going. and I've even got calls from people that I was in primary school with. That I hadn't seen or heard for years, so it was been fantastic.
And Ballymun itself has had a lot of negative press, and most of it has been absolutely, completely unnecessary.
Absolutely.
Would that be fair?
Absolutely, yeah. I always feel that, papers don't sell on positive stories, they sell on negative stories. Mm-hmm. So it has been one of the frustrations of somebody from Ballymun to listen to the negative stories, and it's usually a very small minority of people who get into trouble, but 99% of the people are doing fantastic work, and that doesn't get the media coverage it should. Hopefully I can do something on that.
Can you tell us a little bit about the Ballymun that you grew up in?
Well, grew up in the flats, and they were fantastic. best friends from there. I went to school in Ballymun, primary and secondary, and I even worked in Ballymun in the Ballymun Job Centre for a number of years. And there's just a great, it's like a small village. Everybody knows everybody, and everybody helps. I mean, each other out when there's difficult situations you're going through, and I'm sure it's the same in most areas, you know. But again, it doesn't get that positive media coverage. It only gets the negative. And there's fantastic voluntary groups. I'm part of the Ballymun Biodiversity Focus Group, and they're such a great bunch of people, and they know their stuff, and they're so passionate about what they're doing. And I want that to be the focal point of the media coverage for Ballymun. Those groups that go out there, and there's fantastic health and fitness, there's fantastic teachers in the schools that are actually active in the community as well, and that's not being heard enough, I don't think.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm from Coolock, so you know,
same thing.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But have you got any plans for today, or are you just going to walk around and talk?
Well, I'm hoping to see a number of groups that Noel McAvoy, who works with DCC Parks, is going to bring me and introduce me to.
Noel was our first guest today.
Yeah.
Great fella. Caroline, we wish you the very best for the forthcoming 50 weeks or so. I know you've been in it for two.
Yeah.
But what's the thing that most excites you about this?
Just the opportunity to focus on youth and focus on biodiversity. I think our city needs a kick when it comes to looking at those two, in my view anyway, those two particular areas. And I think it's a great opportunity to highlight them.
Caroline, thank you so much.